I just wanted to share with you some thoughts, some things that I've been pondering on and reflecting on over the last week as we move into this time of just working out where we're at and what we're doing. Over the summer, we're going to be starting a new series, and we're going to be looking at some of the Old Testament people in the Bible, people who, on the surface, when you look at them, you can't really imagine why God used them. People with faults and weaknesses and difficulties, both men and women that God used to bless and encourage, to change the world. And we're going to spend the summer looking at some Old Testament characters and really exploring and thinking about how God used them and what that means for us as people around how he can use us as well. And I've started to think about the series and been spending a bit of time thinking about Abraham. And I thought it might be good to share a few thoughts with you, because they've been kind of, their thoughts are kind of connecting with this morning that I thought would be really helpful as we move into this time of discussion and sharing. So you pop a slide up for me there, James. We're going for the one from Genesis this time. So this will be familiar to a lot of you. It's when the Lord called Abraham before his name was changed. And I'm going to read this to you. The Lord said to Abraham, "Go from your country, your people, and your father's household to the land I will show you. I'll make you into a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse, and all peoples on earth will be blessed through you." So Abraham went as the Lord told him, and Lot with him. Abraham was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. He took his wife Sarai, his nephew Lot, and all their possessions they had accumulated, and the people they had acquired in Haran, and they set out for the land of Canaan, and they arrived there. So in a couple of weeks' time, we're going to spend some time looking at Abraham and talking about him and some of the things that God did through him, or many things that God did through him, some of his faults and weaknesses as well, but also really how God took him and his family on an amazing journey. He's an interesting person, isn't he, Abraham? Because God called him to act, and he was a man of faith, and he did just that. But there were huge challenges on the way. First of all, there was a real physical challenge, a change of landscape that God gave him. God asked him to leave all that was familiar, all his security, the base, all that he knew. He left his national identity. He left all his old culture and the gods of his culture. And then God asked him to travel into the unknown. That's quite a big ask, isn't it, to do? That's something that God's been asking us to do as a church over the last couple of years, isn't it? To start a journey, to leave some of the familiar things and things that we know, our security, our identity, and asking us to move into the unknown. Hebrews in the New Testament tells us a bit about Abraham. It says, "By faith, when called to a place that he would later receive as an inheritance, he obeyed and went, even though he did not know where he was going." That's quite a challenge, isn't it? Abraham, at that point, he didn't know where he was going. It was a real step of faith. He was obedient to what God was calling him to do, and he didn't know where he was going. And that really resonated with me, actually, as I've been reflecting over the last week and preparing for today. I can really relate to where Abraham is, and for us as a church, that God has called us forward to a land unknown as we move forward. And we are leaving behind some of the things that maybe have been precious to us, that were part of our identity, our security. And I just want to say thank you for your bravery to step forward in faith. But the challenge is, we haven't finished yet, have we? We're still on the journey. And in lots of ways, we're still very much at the beginning. But I think Abraham's story can teach us a lot about this. So there was actually a physical change of landscape. Things started to look different for Abraham physically around him. As he looked out and he looked about, the environment that he was in was beginning to change. So that was an external kind of change. But there was also an internal change, wasn't there, for Abraham as he moved forward. This wasn't just a physical moving from A to B, because as we follow through Genesis, we see that his spiritual journey is also happening, that he begins to grow and change as a person, and he becomes this amazing person of faith that millions of people over the generations have looked back to learn from. But it wasn't like that at the beginning. He was formed, wasn't he? He was changed by the experience of faith. Hebrews describes him as a man looking forward to the city with foundations whose architect and builder is God. And again, I found that really helpful for us as we start to talk and think about where we are at the moment and where God is taking us. Abraham had a sense of trusting in God, but also a sense that God was doing something in the future that he was building. Abraham was part of it. He had no idea what that future would look like. And of course, we have the rest of the Bible that really helps us to follow through this amazing plan that God has got for the universe. And we're joining in with that plan now. It continues in our generation. But for Abraham, he had hope that God would do something in the future. He believed that God would use him and that God was doing something amazing that he was joining in with. And I just wanted to share that as an encouragement with us today, because we too, as a church, are joining in with something amazing that God is doing here in this place. And I really sense that. I'm really looking forward to listening to people sharing in a minute as we do a bit of an open mic session. But I can see small seeds that are being planted that are beginning to happen. And that's encouraging, and we need to hold on to that faith that God is doing something, that he is building something here in this place. One of the things that was challenging for Abraham as he stepped out into the unknown was he didn't know where he was going, but he didn't just do it as a kind of vague type of thing. It was a real clear direction that God took him in. And God gave him a promise that he could hold on to that we've just read. So although he didn't know where he was going, he had a promise that he could hold on to around how God would use him and bless him for all people. It wasn't a kind of blind step of faith. It was a step of faith that was done holding on to a promise in certainty. So although he didn't know what God was doing going forward, he was able to look back and see what God has done. And we can do that as we read about his life in Genesis. We get this amazing blessing of being able to follow the journey of this man and his family and all that he did in his life. And it was the going back that helped Abraham remind him that God is in this, that he's doing something as he looked back. And we're going to do that in a minute. We're going to spend a bit of time looking back over the last 6 months, sharing what God is doing amongst us. But before we do that, I just want to share with you an image which might be helpful for you to think about during the week, about this idea of looking back. I don't know if anybody ever been to Coventry Cathedral at all. We've got a few here. Well, Alistair and I had an opportunity to go because our daughter's in Warwick at the moment. And so a couple of weeks ago, we went to visit her and we went into Coventry. I said, oh, I'd love to pop into the cathedral. Never been, always wanted to do it. And we went into this beautiful, beautiful place. And I wanted to share with you something that really struck me as I was in the building. Some of you are probably aware of this, but as you go into this amazing modern space, you can see this window on the side, which is really impressive on this side here. And it's under the baptistry. And the whole idea of it is the idea of life starting with God. And it's a beautiful image of light coming up, entering into the Christian faith. But as you look down, down to the front of the church, it seems quite dark. So we had to look around and then we walked up to the altar up the front there. And then we turned back. And as you turn back, you see these amazing windows. on each side, which you can't see when you start the journey. It's only when you get to the top of the cathedral and you turn back to see where you've come that you see these amazing windows. And that was intended by the architect, and it's about life's journey. So each of the windows represents childhood, growing up, adulthood, and then older age, and the colours change. It's really beautiful, and the light was shining in as we came into the church. And as I was thinking about today, I was reminded of that picture of the beauty of looking back. And that's what we're being asked to do today. As we turn round and look back over the last 6 months, some people it might be a year, 2 years, you've been on this journey longer than I have here in the church. As we look back, we can see all the beautiful things that God is doing, which then allows us to look forward in faith as we move into the future. So I'm going to leave that picture with you to ponder as we move into the rest of the service. But let's just pray together before we start to share. First of all, I'd like you to have a look at your sheet if you've written something down, that first one about the characteristic, what it was in Acts as you looked at that passage that reminded you of, wow, this is what the church is all about. Just look at the word that you've written down, or if you've got it in your head, just hold it there. And I'm going to pray for us now. Father God, I thank you that you have blessed us with your church. And I thank you that we're a little part of your church here in Seagreen. We're part of it. And I thank you for all that means to us as we worship and come together. I thank you that you have real faith in us as your children, as your family, to use us to bless the world, to bless our village. And I thank you for our church. I thank you for every word or thought that we've had this morning about what the church is all about. And help us to remember that as we talk now. May it influence us as we discuss and think about what you're calling us to do as we move forward. I'm going to pause again because I just want you to do another thought. Again, this isn't to share with anyone. It's really just to help us, prepare us, and put us in a spiritual frame of mind as we come together to talk. I want you to think about one thing over the last 6 months that God has that brings into your mind now as you're sitting here. A key idea or thought that you think is important as we begin to reflect on and talk about our experience from the last year. Just one thing that jumps into your mind now. And if you want to write it down, that's fine, if that's helpful. Father God, as we listen to you now in this exercise of reflecting, I pray, Spirit, that you'll move amongst us, that you'll help us to hear what you're saying, that you'll bring to mind the things that we need to share and the things that we need to say to one another. And we want to give this next part of the service to you, asking that you might lead us and guide us. Father God, we long to do your will in this place. We want you to use us. We want to worship and glorify you. We want to share your good news. We want to bless those around us. So just help us now in our discussion and our sharing. Amen. So that bit of paper you can take home with you to reflect on, because this process isn't going to stop today. This is the starting point, really. We're going to spend some time now. I'll guide us through that in a minute. The deacons are going to take a lot of the discussion, and we're going to be listening in. We've got an away day in July, and we want to use your thoughts and your ideas to pray through, particularly the vision as we move forward into the next couple of years. And then there'll be an opportunity at church night to come back after a bit of space of thinking for us to share again together. So this is just the beginning over the next couple of weeks, really, and just invite you prayerfully to join in with this so that we can hear everyone's voice. So do feel comfortable to share today what you're thinking. So do you want to pop the next slide up for me there, James? This is my thoughts about some of the things that we've been up to following through on the vision that we had in 2020. It's a bit small because there were so many things that I was thinking about that we could put down. So I hope you can see them. We're going to talk about some of these in a minute anyway. So back in 2020, the church had a vision for mission, and that included being a church of small groups, changing the minister's role and the focus for the minister that you called, and then also trying out a rhythm that allowed us to experiment a little bit around what it means to gather on Sunday and to try some different things that might allow others that wouldn't normally come into our gatherings to join us. So those were the three key areas that you thought about as you moved forward in 2020. And then, of course, since then, we've had a pandemic, which was interesting to make that plan right at that point. You've called me, and then we've actually tried some of these ideas, which is basically what we've been doing over the last year, putting into practice some of the ideas that you had back in 2020. So it's a really good time, actually, to stop now and just look back over what the experience has been like, the things that we've learnt, the things that we think have worked, the things that we don't think have worked, so that we can then look at the shape going forward. So hopefully today we'll start this process of thinking about it. So you might recognise some of the things up here on the slide. I apologise if I missed anything, you must say. But this is kind of a biggish flavour of what we've been up to. So there's been a lot of things happening around with seniors. We've been doing some whole village type focus things as well. So the most recent thing was the Jubilee service that we did. But the post office plays quite a key area in that as well. We've been thinking about our worship. So there's been quite a lot of discussion, particularly on our Try It Out Sundays. But the worship team, particularly Hillary, have been doing a lot of praying and thinking about how worship works in the rhythm that we have as well. So it'll be interesting to get some of your thoughts about that. We've been trying lots of hospitality things out, and this is one of the things that's jumped out for me. As you've been trying ideas, lots of people have wanted to try hospitality type ways of inviting and blessing people, which I think is quite interesting for us as a church family, around where our gifts might be and our heart for blessing people. So I put a few of those down. We've tried something a bit different. We've tried the Sunday Crafters group, so it'll be interesting to hear from Eileen to see what she's thought about that. But that's been fascinating, watching a small group of people with some of our local neighbours coming in and joining us. And they wouldn't normally do that on a Sunday, so that's been great. There's been lots of things going on in our family's work as well. Some seen and some unseen from here, but I popped a few down. Some of our established ministries that we've been trying to do a more of a focus of sharing faith in. So I know particularly Jana has been very encouraged by Little Blessings. They've changed the focus, the name reflects that. And she's been really encouraged by some of the conversations that she's had in that group and the team there. But we've also tried some new things. So Explore is a new thing that we're trying at the moment, which is a Sunday gathering. We've got another one next week up in the woods. And our first one was really good fun. We've been doing park fun as well. So when we've been doing some of the try out things up in the car park here, there's been a team that's gone down to the swing park and been engaging with a lot of the families, which we did last week, and it was really good fun, wasn't it? We met a lot of people, had a lot of conversations, gave out refreshments and biscuits and joined in with the general fun at the swings, but had some good contacts with people. I put in something for the future, which I know we're going to hear about in a bit in a minute, but there's also some other discussions that are going on that people are interested to try. And Linda particularly is interested. We're interested in looking at putting on a Christian mindfulness course that we think, again, will be something that other people might access that might not access at some of the other things that we're trying. And then, of course, our building is a big point of use. It'll be interesting to discuss that, but we have lots of groups that come in into the building during the week, and Tim particularly leads in this area of ministry. But we've had some really interesting conversations. I prayed with the cleaning team, for example. They asked me at one point to pray with them, which was a real privilege. And we've had some wonderful conversations, connections with the after school club, that have been doing some work with Marion around our environmental work that we're doing, but they're all kind of relationship building. There's quite a lot of potential for those relationships. And then I popped in Alpha as well. That's been a really encouraging group that's been running all this term. A group of, there's six of us altogether, women that meet, and we've been having some amazing discussions there. One of our Alpha guests last week said, this is someone who's never really read the Bible, that she's read through the whole of the New Testament with David Suchet, interestingly. If you know who David Suchet is, listening to it, but reading, she's gone all the way through, right through to Revelation, and she can't stop reading the Bible, is what she's told us. So isn't that exciting that that's happening? Okay, so that's a little bit from me, but what I want to do is give people an opportunity. We're going to have a bit of an open mic session. I have primed a few people to speak. It doesn't need to be very long, just a couple of sentences. Just tell us what you're doing, but we'd be really interested in what you think God has been up to in your experience of the activity that you're going to share with us or the event.